We're back to the Neil Haley Show. My guest today is the retirement expert, Gary Surak. Gary, How to Retire and Die. You wrote the book. It was amazing. The feedback you're getting, just so much great stuff. And now we're going to talk about something involving retirement that really we need, that really people need in that plan of retirement, right, Gary?
I think it's really critically important, Neil. I think it's one of the most important facets of figuring out your own retirement.
So kind of tell me specifically how you figured it out to help others and stuff. I guess meeting new people and seeing, having those conversations about retirement as your job as a planner, really you get to see their dreams, their aspirations, and really where they're not thinking about anything except their money right then.
Totally. And I really stumbled into this 100% by accident. There was a little breakfast place that was around the corner from where I lived when I started in the business. And I would go there some mornings when I didn't have anything going on. And I would sit at the bar and eat breakfast. Well, on each side of me were two gentlemen, very different in age, one probably in his mid-50s, the other one probably 70. And I got to talk to both of them and got to know them and became kind of a regular. Well, it turns out the 70-year-old was partially retired, and the 55-year-old was 100% retired. And they both worked different industries. The guy, the older gentleman, was a national sales manager for a meat company. The other gentleman owned an air purifying company and sold it for a bunch of money. And getting to talk to them and understand what they were doing, I had a really fine appreciation about what a retirement should really look like. And I mentioned to them, you guys are like retirement mentors. So that's really where that happened. I had my own personal retirement mentor, and I was 30 something. But I listened to these gentlemen talk and how they were doing it, what they were doing. I said, whoa. So that really landed, Neil. That just set in. And I said, these guys are smart. I love their program. I love how they set their lives up. And they really became very important for me. So that's how I came in contact.
And that once you came in contact, that was the big thing, right? Finally, you have that thought process, and you learn from them in specific things. And what did you learn?
Well, I learned that neither of them wanted to be fully retired. The one gentleman who sold his company said, I'm still really active. I have an office in downtown Canton. I go there every morning or every day. I do my paperwork. I pay my bills. I manage my accounts. And I do that. I have a schedule, Gary. And that's what he came out with. He said, I have a schedule every day of the week. He said, no, we do a lot more traveling, and that's great. He said, but you need to know every day is planned so that I'm not sitting home wondering what I'm going to do that day. I don't like that. And he said, it may not be filled to the gills. He said, but like today, he said, I'm having breakfast with you and we're talking. He said, then I'm going to go to the office. I'm going to do what I need to do. He said, at 11:45, I meet five guys for lunch. He said, we'll sit and talk till over one. I'll come back at one. I'll make some phone calls that I have to make. And he said, and I'll be home by 3:30. He said, that's my semi-retirement. I love that schedule, Neil. It was just really smart.
And that semi-retirement schedule is great, and it's also great for entrepreneurs and business owners that they can create that even earlier than when the retirement age is, so that you can continue to do that stuff and you work smart, not hard at times. And it's very smart. It's a really good idea.
The 70-year-old gentleman, the national sales manager, I said, what are you doing? His name was Sam. And I said, Sam, how are you managing? He said, well, Gary said, it's really interesting. He said, I hired my inheritance. He's going to take this thing over. And he said, but he's not ready yet. So I have him on the road with me. We travel a few days a week. Sometimes I don't travel at all. He said, but I'm teaching him my business. And he said, and he's going to need to learn it. So I'm doing that. And he said, and that's really my focus right now. He said, and I'm spending about 3 days a week doing that. And the other days I'm doing what I want to do. And he said, in the meantime, I'm being paid what I was paid before because I'm training their next guy. And he said, it's a pretty good gig. He said, I'm working, he didn't use gig. That was a long time ago. But anyhow, it was pretty good job. And he said, and I'm working part-time. I
And
love
that's,
his model. And
yeah.
I said, Sam, if you retire, he said, oh, I'll never retire. He said, I'll always keep my finger in this because that young man's always going to need my help. And I said, okay.
Isn't that amazing? So that's the thing that people made the mistake is I retire because we're told we're all to retire. Gary, we're told you got to retire. You got to
Absolutely.
retire, go back to, your normal life and everything. And that's not going to work. It's not the way to do things. And that's the key thing, because unless you're a big traveler and you have all these and you're going to be so busy all the time, if we don't stay busy, what happens to us?
Well, that's the book, How to Retire and Not Die. I mean, I wrote that and kind of stunned some people. And I said, no, you have to understand, you need to have something to do, because if you have nothing to do when you've had everything to do, you're going to get bored. You're going to get sick. You're going to, I said, I got tired of visiting people in nursing homes and hospitals and going to their funerals, Neil. And I was really serious. I just kept losing people I really liked. I said, well, this totally sucks. I don't know what else to say. That's why the book was written. So.
And there you go. And that's the thing. And so what about now? You think that more and more, because people are living longer, or they want to work longer, do they go into another, use their career set, especially if the company's not the fit, and do something they really wanted to do forever and do it because they enjoy it?
Absolutely.
Is that another idea of things? You start a business and yet that business isn't going to be as profitable or make as much money, but you have the money to fund that business and enjoy doing what you're doing.
Totally. I mean, I have a guy, great example. This guy's a golfer and he loves golf courses, and he's not going to ever own one. He's not going to do that. But he said, Gary, he said, I'm working at a golf shop. He said, I love it. He said, I help people get fitted. I do this stuff. I talk golf all day. He said, I'm so happy. He said, I'm working 4 or 5 hours a day. He said, it's the most fun I've ever had at work. I mean, you just look for something that you're passionate about, Neil, that matters to you. And then that makes unretirement really pretty simple, because it's a place to go, something to do. I have a friend of mine who works at a Dairy Queen, and she loves the Dairy Queen. She likes ice cream, but she also likes the whole idea of the people and the interaction and making these things. And she's pretty creative. So I didn't know you could be artsy in a Dairy Queen, but there she is. She kind of does her little art thing, and it's really kind of cool. And she's very happy.
And that's the thing that retirement, the conversation more and more comes to play. And what you're really bringing to the table is something people just did not think about, Gary. They just did not, you know, they talk about my dreams, my hopes, my things. And then, you know, staying healthy, keeping yourself active, doing all these different things are important, because once you have this bucket list, which some other people call it, but you call it the wish list, it's bottom line is you're not going to be able to enjoy those things if you don't stay healthy, if you don't keep your mind sharp, you don't do certain things, you don't get depressed. Because again, depression is another big thing that older people are going through, because they're worried about their kids, they're worried about their grandkids. So how do you recommend in that way as well? We're talking about, you know, planning things out, how to keep the sanity as well throughout the time.
Well, Neil, you hit it right on the head. You know, keeping sane is having something to do and somewhere to go. When people really get down into dumps is where they have nowhere to go, nothing to do, and they just mope around the house and watch bad TV. So that's not a good success ratio for retirement. And I think it's not good mentally or anything. I mean, I had a gentleman retire, and he was dead serious when he told me this. I said, what's your retirement plan? He said, oh, I have one already built. And I said, well, that's great. What is it? He said, I'm going to watch every episode of NCIS. And I looked at him, I said, oh, yeah, really? What do you do? He said, oh, no, I'm very serious. I said, okay. He said, do you know there's Vegas NCIS and New Orleans NCIS and Hawaii? I said, yeah. I said, this is your retirement plan? He said, oh, absolutely. He said, I've never been able to do that. I really want to catch up. And I thought to myself, okay, that's a lot of time on the couch. And this guy likes to make chocolate chip cookies and they're really good. This is a bad combo meal. But there he was. And he was dead serious. And I have seen him since. And he said, oh, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. And then his wife goes and she just shakes her head and says, yeah, not a good plan.
Not a good plan. So I guess our take today is how to semi-retire. What are the steps involved? What age do you feel is that semi-retirement? Because there's some people who want to work still full-time. Is it when you start feeling the tiredness that you want to go to the semi-retirement? What do you feel is the perfect spot?
When it's not fun anymore. I mean, there's, you know, people say, oh, work's never fun. Well, you're in the wrong job.
Exactly.
I mean, totally. So there's aspects of work that is fun. But if that's not there and you're not having joy and you're not with people you enjoy, they've made changes that you can't cope with. Okay, that's a time to look for something else to do. And maybe that's when you say, okay, I'm going to look for something that I really want to spend the rest of my life in that I'm engaged in. And that's, I think, the right time. But the thing that's interesting, Neil, I've had people at 40 come to me and say, boy, I really can't stand my job. I said, well, why are you doing it? Well, I said, that's a terrible reason. And they're paying me too much money. I said, great. So when you die, your money will be gone and you'll have a miserable life. And you'll say, well, they paid me a lot, but I had a terrible life. I said, that's a lousy story. I said, figure out what you really want to do. So I don't care if it's at 40, 50, 60, or 70. It's a matter of when you get up in the morning, you say, well, this is cool. I get to go to work today. I mean, and I get to hang out with my friends or whatever. We go to lunch today, whatever it is. I don't care. Just something that makes sense to you that you get purpose and passion from.
So that's interesting. And I think that's the thing that you need to talk to. And I'm sure you're talking to younger people about this when you're planning their retirement, because people plan early. It's like 30, 35, you're meeting them and you're seeing them how satisfied they are with their jobs. As we're seeing out there, this is another topic you could be discussing, Gary, is that, you know, the younger generation that you're working with, some of the younger millennials and also the Gen Zers, they're starting to save. The problem is that, hey, they are just unsatisfied with what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what you're saying is it doesn't matter how much money you make. It's about if you really enjoy what you're doing and do it to the very best to become the very best, it sounds like.
And that's what I subscribe to, exactly that. I know I have people that make half of what they were making, but they're 10 times happier than they were. And I had someone the other day and he said, yeah, I'm taking a job change. And I said, well, he said, and he's in the medical field. And he said, I just can't do this anymore. It's not fun. He said, so I'm going to take a serious pay cut, but I'm okay with that because what I'm going to do, I really look forward to. I like that part of my work. And I said, that's a great trade. And at least you'll be happy in the part. And the money shouldn't be the only driver. I mean, I know some really rich people that are really miserable. And I just think that's kind of sad, but that's true. And they're not happy people. They got plenty of money, but they're miserable people to be around and their attitude's terrible. And
yeah.
And that to me isn't, you know, those aren't the people I like dealing with, you know, to be candid with. Yeah, I those are not uplifting people. They're not fun to be around.
The joy of work, such an important thing that we need to teach more and more. And teaching schools, when you're going for, if you're going to college, if you decide to go another route, what makes you the joy? What's going to make you each day get up in the morning and not dread getting up when that alarm hits?
Mm-hmm.
And we go and we figure out things. If we don't are able to figure it out. And I think what you do, Gary, is you love to talk to people. You love to help them through and plan their life out, especially retirement, and look at specifically and give them advice. And as your father gave you advice, as you've learned from so many people you've met.
And that's really true, Neil. You know, I could have retired a long time ago. Thank you. But I didn't, because you don't retire from something you enjoy. And I enjoy doing this. I like helping people. I like connecting dots. So I had someone, very interesting story. She's 35. She's moving to Kuwait City, and she has a house in Canton, and she needs to find someone that can manage the house while she's gone and to rent it and everything. She said, I don't know. I've called people and they'll call me back. I said, let me make a few phone calls. I found her a rental guy and he's going to take on her property. Great guy, fixes stuff, knows how to do stuff. And that just, you know, I didn't make any money doing that, Neil. I could care less. All I did is connect dots and make two people happy. That's pretty cool.
And that's the thing about helping people and all that. And where can people pick up your book? Because again, you got to be happy. People are buying it all over the world and you're hearing so many stories, because everyone thinks about the retirement and planning their senior years in so many ways. And this book definitely gives you all that. Where can they go?
They can go to GarySurak.com, my website. They can go to Amazon, which obviously they can go to bookstores and pick it up. And so it's pretty much on every book site that's out there. We're there. Interesting thing. I am now in Beirut and in Mexico. It's pretty wild. I don't know how the book goes, how it travels. The internet's a fascinating thing. Podcast, who knows? But I just got I got some kind of indication someone bought it in Beirut. I said, okay, that's very cool.
Take it, you know, they got to figure out a way to retire. All right, good talking to you, Gary. All right, keep listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.